Welcome to the Dribble Hour.
Oh, you're the homeward kid, aren't you? Oh, you suck, dude.
Yeah.
You suck.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
There's a girl's named like Kyle now.
You happen to like know the coordinates of some place, and he got it off by a couple numbers.
I don't think I could talk to a girl named Gertrude.
All this and more on this episode of the Dribble Hour. Thanks for listening. Every wholesome medley comes bursting with goodness to energize your day. It packs a tasty punch with 4 grams of protein per serving and a lively boost of vitamin E.
You paid $15 for that, and you have no job.
Okay.
How does that make you feel?
It's 100% worth it. Okay, second nature, wholesome medley.
Nobody ever talks about first nature.
What the hell is that?
Wait a minute.
Context. Matt quit his job to pursue his dream of music. You know, round of applause for him. But he spent $15 on a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Hang on. Where's
the... We don't... I never...
There we go.
Never again do I want to hear any of those sounds.
Matt, following his dreams. Woo! Let's go, Matt.
Woo! Canned laughter.
And while I'm...
All right. When I was going to do like trap music, I was going to be
what? You were not going to do trap music.
Yeah.
You're white.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was going to do trap. That was my dream when I got my studio and everything, and I put all that money and time into it.
Trap, dude?
I was going to do trap. And my name was going to,
Oh, I want to hear
name
this.
Is going to be Guess Who?
Who?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself. That's horrible.
My name was going to be Guess Who. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought like, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, guess who?
I mean, it's
and
all
there'd
right.
be no applause because everyone's still wondering who.
But there's two bands
trying to guess.
There's two bands already named The Guess Who.
True.
And
oh, is it
the
really?
Who.
Yeah.
So
I knew the Who, but I've never heard of The Guess Who. That's funny.
There's actually two bands called The Who, but one's spelled H-U.
That's weird.
Mm, Chinese.
Yeah, a bunch of Tibetan.
Oh wow.
Throat
okay.
singers.
That's what. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's good. Check that out.
Oh, thanks.
Check him out on Instagram.
Nope, please don't.
I do not. He does more for more of that.
No. No.
It's awesome.
Hey, guys, how were you guys' weeks?
I'm still getting used to not having a job, and I've been producing a melodic rapper.
Yeah, because Matt quit his job to pursue his dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm producing for someone, so it's like
okay.
trying to fit it, you know. I don't have like a schedule yet, so I'm still figuring a bunch of stuff out.
Yeah.
So just I don't
drifting
know.
In the wind.
Yeah.
Kind
hey,
of.
If you ever don't know what to do, you can edit the podcast.
You got a darn good point, sir.
Ooh.
A darn good point. No. But yeah, I've been just working out and then producing my own stuff, producing
He's so jacked, right?
My
yeah.
friend's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. kind of.
He's yeah. got that lean muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah, very lean.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger's skeleton. It's sick.
Lean and clean and muscle milk and machine.
That's
what?
Still,
no,
that's still
whoa,
something.
Hang on
that's
a second.
Still something.
That is, yeah,
yeah,
well, I guess.
That's a standard to reach.
In
like a month, no, like give me 3 months and I will have David Lade's physique.
I'll take your word
and
for it.
And who is that? Is that Michelle Obama's cousin, was it?
I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're related.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's white.
No,
so
you
obviously.
Sent you. You sent that photo to us in the group chat of you with your shirt off,
mm-hmm.
which was very nice, and I saved it, but I couldn't find it when I went back through my recents.
For what were you going to use it?
Why were you?
Nothing. But anyway, so I was going through old photos.
Great.
Sorry,
so I was going through old photos because I was remembering the good times. When I was far, far away from you guys, and I had gone through, this was like January of 22, I was just going through some old photos, and that photo you sent the other day showed up, and I was like, wow, you really got us there.
Thought, oh, with the chest size?
Yeah.
I'll show you one
sure.
from today. I got a fresh pump.
And that'll be linked on the bottom of that.
yeah. See, why didn't you send that photo?
I don't
like why did you send the one from 2 years ago? The one
huh?
in the group chat you sent was from January of 22 because I saved it, and that's where it saved in my camera roll because that's
one?
When it was taken. No. That's not the one you
what
sent us.
What did I send you?
The one from January of 22.
Huh?
I don't remember that.
There's no way I sent you a picture of me from January 22.
Yeah, I have it.
Why would I? I was still, like, tiny.
I don't know why you did the things you did.
I don't either.
You are who you are. And you need to accept that.
Okay. But I could accept current me with a...
Nah. I don't like this one.
That's fair. Yeah.
Here. February 5th, 2022. That's the picture you just sent in the group chat like a couple days ago.
I didn't think I had taken a picture like that before. Okay, let's do a side-by-side real quick. I want to see it.
Both of these will be linked.
Yeah.
That is insane, dude.
Yeah, you got a nice rack on you now.
Appreciate it.
For those just listening, which is everyone because we don't have video, his breast grew substantially over the course of
a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half, whatever, yeah.
Because it's now
it's genetics. I can't
October
bench.
Of 23, so yeah, 18 months or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah, 135 is like the most I can bench, so it's all genetics. It's not functional at all.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Life sucks or like whatever. But.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the genetic problem because I can't lose weight, and I don't gain muscle nearly as fast as my other
friends. Is the AIDS you
have
genetic, or is that just... I don't remember which kind it was.
Okay, but that wouldn't me having AIDS would ensue that I've had human contact with another person.
Oh,
so
well, that would be indicative of something else that
you can.
Had
it is not hereditary.
It's not. You can't get it from your mom.
You cannot. Wow.
Damn.
All right.
I was gonna try to get some.
That's not.
All right. Well,
Anthony,
anyway,
you want to tell us what you just benched?
Oh. Oh yeah, I did. I did his max for 10, but which is still not like a ton.
Which is a plate?
135, yeah.
Okay, so
but
a plate.
It's progress, considering I'm not very, I'm not very regular about working out.
I was gonna say, considering you don't have a regular routine, and considering that you are 19 years old, 135 for 10.
At 19, you think? I don't know. I don't know the.
Yeah, I mean, you don't
age.
Age makes a huge difference,
age.
Though. Like,
yeah.
I know there's
that's
a
true.
My buddy at church is 26, I want to say, and his bench is 265.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his one rep max, but like regularly repping 225, which is like getting lighter for me on deadlift.
Yeah,
like he's
a lot.
But I was at 225 on deadlift for a while, and I'm also 19, so like age makes a huge difference, though.
Yeah, it's fair, yeah. So of course, we know somebody that I think he has it. I think he did 265. And I guess he's 20, so.
Yeah.
I have an excuse then for not being able to bench anything because I'm 18.
It's a lame excuse.
No. I'm 18. You said it yourself. Age makes such a big difference.
Yeah, but you can do things to like make sure that your max increases, though.
Nah, I'm young, so I'm good.
All right.
Young blood.
Yeah. Do you guys view me as younger than you? Like when you think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
No, because you're mean to me, so I think he's being older.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I think about you being mean to me, I think you're just like, you know, a jerk, but, you know.
That's not it.
I think we're all slightly
just a tortured soul.
I don't know.
Right. And that's not your
fault.
But
you can't put that blame on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
My circumstances, my environment.
Right. Yeah. No, it's definitely not your fault or like that you're making it worse every day for yourself or anything, but yeah.
What is this voice?
Yeah.
It's a Cody Co thing. From the vegan video?
Not small YouTuber.
Yeah. The vegan video. You got to go watch it. The six vegans try to sniff out one non-vegan.
Oh, that.
Okay, well, I wouldn't.
Sorry. She's the worst.
Yeah, she was pretty bad.
That girl sucks,
dude. That explains why I hated that voice so much.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the worst.
Yeah.
Go check out Cody Co.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Cody Co. Noel
Link
Miller.
In the bio.
TMG Studios.
Good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Fellow Canadian.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's from Canada.
Jordan Peterson would like him.
Yeah, because remember we did that bit yet last week.
That wasn't a bit. Shut up. It was real.
He was here, dude. He called in.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't physically here, but he did call in.
He called in.
So. Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about when you had asked Jordan about other Canadians that he had known, and I said Cody Co., and then he got all offended.
Yeah, I don't think he really cares about Cody Co., but we do.
I mean,
He's a good friend of ours.
And, yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think he almost has 50 subscribers on YouTube. So.
Does he? Jordan Peterson? Good for him. Yeah, Cody Co. Yeah, good man, good man.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
Weeks. How was your week? Yeah, Anthony.
Oh, decent. I did good in my exams.
Good for you.
Let's go.
One of the kid next to me had post-it notes and pictures of all the, like, a bunch of answers on his phone.
Oh,
and he left during it and took his phone and the post-it notes into the bathroom during
it. That sucks.
That was kind of interesting.
Wow.
How did the teacher not see that?
You snitched?
I snitched. I'm a snitch.
Whoa. Snitches get stitches. You know that.
Snitches are...
This will be good for his future. Cheating is not going to get him anywhere in life, so...
Yeah, because you definitely believe that.
Yeah, I don't cheat.
Did you copy off of his post-it notes in his phone?
No, of course not.
How did the professor not see it?
Because he's, like, on the other side of the room. So, like if you're sitting in the room, professor's on, like, the upper, like, the front right, and this kid is, like, in the back left.
Mm.
And the teacher wasn't, like, moving around.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
We have a snitch in our midst.
Dude, that's me.
What that's where
I'm proud. Wow. Hashtag proud snitch. Hashtag pride.
There's nope.
No posts on that hashtag.
Hey, snitching is, you know, there's a, yeah. All
right.
I'm not Italian and I'm not. Huh?
What is that?
Where's that going?
Snitches in Italy. No way. Maron.
You talking about the mafia?
Manicot. Not good.
I'm missing something.
This seems racist.
No.
You want to give us another historical lecture?
I've been watching a lot of Sopranos.
I see.
So that's
okay.
Fair enough. Well,
other than that, decent. I got a 94 on it. So,
what class was it for?
It's what subject?
Accounting.
It's a midterm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you'd said final, but yeah, it's a midterm because
yeah, but
October.
It's not cumulative. It's just on the
Oh, I got you.
I'm not smart, so what does that mean?
So it doesn't. It's not like not everything we've learned from the beginning. It's just like a certain amount of chapters. So like we've gone up to chapter 6. So it'd be like it's 3, 4, and or no, it's.
Oh, I see.
We've gone up to 5, I think. Yeah, so it's 3, 4, and 5.
I see what you're saying. Cool, man. Wait, you don't? Do you get your score yet?
Yeah.
You said you got.
You got it like immediately.
94.
94.
Mm-hmm.
You got it like immediately.
He actually sent it out like a couple days after.
Oh, okay.
It was Wednesday. So
oh, but you just took a test today, did you not?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Different one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to brag a little bit.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So they're in school to be a diesel mechanic, and they have this.
Just we need to appreciate.
Give credit where credit is due.
Yeah. Right.
Of course.
So they have this ASC, which is certification, which is where you go and you take an official test at like an official testing place, and you like it's really good. Like you don't need it to be a mechanic, but if you have it, like you're like a super good mechanic in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a whole bunch of different ASC tests, you know, for electrical and drivetrain and brakes and all that. So for the first semester here, I'm doing electrical and diesel engine. So I took my electrical ASC practice test. It's 50 questions. You have to get 35 right to pass, which is like super generous.
For sure.
But and this was a practice test like 2 weeks ago. So out of the 16-week course, this was only, I guess, 6 weeks in. And I got a 40 out of 50. Me and only one other person passed that. Everyone else
passed.
Yeah, passed. Because again, it's only 6 weeks out of 16 weeks. There's a whole bunch of stuff we haven't even gotten to yet.
Right. Did you see the other person's score?
No. He told the class. He said two people passed. And so it was me. I got a 40 out of 50, and I don't know who the other person was.
Damn.
And they might have gotten a 35, and that would have been passing.
Okay. How many people are in that class?
10.
That's still pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's still pretty bad ratio.
So, and then today, we did another practice test, and I got my score raised. I got more than 40 out of 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't check my score. I just know it got. Yeah. So, so even though this is week 7, so I've still got, you know, 9 more weeks of stuff to learn. And I already passed twice,
class,
you know. Now, I have a really, really good teacher for electrical. Mm. My diesel engine class, like we did 2 ASC practice tests, and I failed them both miserably because my diesel instructor sucks and we haven't learned anything.
Wow.
So that is unfortunate.
So but, diesel, you're learning about diesel engines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I shouldn't say he sucks. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But the whole class has basically just been like tearing apart and rebuilding engines. So we haven't actually been learning like anything like theory wise. So it's really unfortunate.
So you value book over hands-on experience.
I don't. But when we're trying to pass a test that values both.
Right,
and they're
right.
Very good about that. And the only thing that I hate about it that's so annoying about it is that, like, you know, like, okay, so we have what the teacher tells us because they're experienced, they've been doing it their whole lives, and like, this is what is going to happen. This is how you do it. Mm-hmm. And then you have the book, which was written. It's a company called CDX, stands for Cracked Open Xanax, because that's what everyone was on at the same time when they were writing it. And they tell you something that's so incredibly wrong that you have to remember it for all the tests, because we have 2 or 3 tests a week we have to do for this book work. And so we have to remember the right way to do it. We have to remember the way that the book tells us to do it, which is completely opposite and not even close and so incredibly wrong. And then we have what ASE wants, which is like a mixture of both.
Weird.
So like the book will tell us, you know, if this semi truck has a scratch on the front left bumper, you should scrap the truck because it's now ruined and it can never be fixed again.
Weird. That's an exaggeration.
The
right?
Yeah, well, it's an exaggeration, but that's the extent they go to.
Yeah.
The instructor will be like, hey, if you have a head, if you have a cylinder head,
oh, okay,
and it's got micro cracks like that are really shallow, you can reuse the head. You don't need to do anything with it. Because like it's really not gonna do it's not gonna do any very much damage, and it's not gonna blow apart or anything.
Right.
And then you've got the ASC, which is like a middle ground, mm-hmm, and you have to remember, like, it's just stupid.
Yeah. Is the book filled with like old information that needs to be updated? Or
no,
like,
it's just
why
like,
is it wrong?
Because it's like engineers that wrote it. Because they're like so by the book.
I totally
get
like, that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, a scan tool refers to something that takes codes off of a truck.
Right.
It only scans. That's all it does.
Right.
But in ASC, they call a scan tool something that is two-way communication that can communicate with the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to remember, well, like that's why I got so many questions wrong on my diesel test the mm-hmm last couple times on the ASC practice, because these like a scan tool is just a scanner. But when you say a scan tool in shop talk, you're talking about something that can communicate with mm-hmm the truck too.
Cancel codes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's super confusing and I hate it. And this it's just the book is useless,
mm-hmm,
and we have to do these 2 or 3 tests a week out of the book. And you have to remember the right way to do it, the way they want you to do it. And then all this crackhead information that makes no sense and the numbers mean nothing. And I have to keep fighting with my professor that I'm like, these questions are literally wrong. Like, you can read it and you can see what the answer is, and mm-hmm it's just wrong. So my grades are tanking. And he's like, well, you got to go in the book and prove to me how they contradict themselves. I'm like, why? Why can't you just like write? Because all he does is copy and paste the test that they give online
mm-hmm
and give it to us.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just stop being lazy?
Fair.
And like write your own test
right
that you know is going to be helpful instead of making me go through all this list of numbers and list of information that's so incredibly wrong and then, you know, try and pass this test, which I can't do.
Unfortunate.
Well, at least you got the practice test one.
That's true.
Baby.
Doesn't really go towards my grade, but yeah.
The ones that don't count.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, I was really happy about that.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah.
If you give
smart
the,
boy.
Give
yeah
him the, give him the.
Oh, yeah. Applause. Yeah. And a big portion of why I'm so.
Soak that in, bud.
Thank you.
You earned it.
Yep. This is all. It's your moment.
Mm. Hey.
So
it's not the Lord's way. Don't moan.
All right. Anyway, the thing that makes me so happy about this is there are about 7 out of the 10 mm-hmm guys that are there worked in diesel shops or currently work in diesel shops.
Are there any girls in your class?
There's one. Yes.
Really?
Damn.
Yep.
And
yep
she is?
I don't know. She's a lesbian.
Huh? Oh, that's not what I was asking.
Because like lesbians are mechanics. Is that what you were going for?
Not at all. No, oh, that was all you.
He's asking okay how old she was?
Like Raider. Not that I care, but...
Mm.
No? Lower end of the scale?
No, sure. Are we talking butch lesbian or feminine?
Farm girl.
Oh.
But not like...
Long hair, short hair?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. Half and half?
Is it like...
Just like...
Like an undercut type deal?
No, but...
Okay.
Barely past the shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. You got okay like a bob or whatever? You got a
are
bob
we talking blue eyes, brown eyes... Makeup, no makeup?
No makeup. I don't know.
Acne, no acne?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm asking a question.
Weird that you're hesitant to
yeah
answer.
Well, because she's probably listened to this. So.
She would?
I don't know. Maybe not.
There's no way right, she yes has your contact information.
She has acne. She really doesn't yeah like me because, like, I try to, like, yeah you know, I tried yeah to, like, joke around and, like, try to be fun, like, have fun with her
mm-hmm
because, like, everyone else is kind of scared of her because she's a female. But she, like, I guess she got really offended at some of my jokes, and, like, she, yeah, so.
That's insane, dude.
And like, I'll just.
Can you give us some examples of your jokes?
Nope. anyway, so yeah, out of the seven out of the 10 guys that are there have worked in diesel shops, maybe even a couple years, and they're really just there to like get the program certificate. They're not even really there to learn anything. Yeah. So,
bro, you could probably learn more from them, though. Let's be real.
No, they're. So,
hey.
Sorry. They're hecking stupid.
All right. There we go.
So I always feel like the dumb one because I always ask the questions and like I really dig deep. Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. I really dig deep into topics and I spend several minutes asking questions with the professor and it holds up class and everyone like rolls their eyes and
oh, you're the homework kid, aren't you? Oh, you suck, dude. Yeah. You suck.
So I ask a lot of questions because I'm curious. But probably people hate me too.
Bro, you suck.
Because I, like in history class, I just like to ask things that I think he might not know.
Man.
Dude. My kid.
Actually sick, though.
Have you ever got him? Have you ever stumped him?
Yeah.
Nice.
No way.
Oh, anyway. So
he hates you and the rest of the class hates you because they want to get out
of there. Nah, he probably likes me because I actually pay attention in class.
And everyone else doing there is just like a community college bum that doesn't want to. Yeah.
I mean, I've been homeschooled all my life. So as far as like a class experience, like classroom experience, I never really had one. But in driver's training class, I was like, I always paid attention and I always like did my work well and like I'm a good
A stop
driver.
Sign is an octagon, right? Right, teacher?
Yeah.
You must stop your
like,
front
hey,
bumper
paying attention.
6 inches before the stop white line, right?
Oh yeah, I slammed on the brakes at a stop sign once and sent the guy who was like the instructor or whatever sent him into the dashboard. But, nice. So he wasn't too happy about that. But,
nice.
Anyway, it was my first drive.
Yes.
Yeah, I was that kid that like no one really cared for me in the class itself, but the teacher liked me a lot.
Nice.
Because I paid attention and you know I liked the teacher too. So like
nobody liked you.
Yeah.
Story.
I'm that kid in class.
You just sucked.
We're the worst.
I always feel really, really stupid in class for asking these questions. And everyone always like whenever there's like when we do like a test and then we go out and like, all right, so what's the answer to number one? And then basically they'll start arguing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like there will be this very few times because I keep my mouth shut most of the time. But there will be the very few times where these guys that are so confident because they think they know everything.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, no. It's because of this. And then we start arguing, and then the teacher just lets us have at it for like 5 minutes until the teacher goes, yeah, Matthew's right. And I'm like, so when that happens, and then this whole like the fact that I was one of the only one of two that passed this ASE test and got my
your stripes a little bit.
So that makes me really happy because these guys, I mean, they're the most self, I mean, they just think they know everything. They're so freaking just full of themselves.
How many of these guys like you?
None. Why?
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just.
Yeah, my roommate's not happy either.
Really?
Yeah, because he has to spend the whole day with me at school and then go back to the dorm and spend more time with me.
Damn.
Yeah.
So does anybody like you there?
Or? Oh, God, no.
Man, yeah. Teacher. Got
what happened? Like last time, you seemed like so happy. Everybody liked you.
Yeah, when you started.
You made all kinds of friends.
Yeah, I made a couple mistakes, and then everyone thought I was gay, so it didn't help me. So everyone still thinks I'm gay for some reason. I'll never know why.
Prove you're not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me. But
show them your balls.
All right. Well, that's a bit much.
Streak.
Well, Anthony, what was the question that got the teacher that stumped him?
Shoot, I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's something to do with, it was geographically based. So I think it had something to do with, it was regarding World War I and, I don't even exactly remember.
You happen to, like, know the coordinates of some place and he got it off by a couple numbers?
I don't remember. At all.
All right. Well, let's go back to this driver's training. Because, Matt, you were a late bloomer when it came to driver's training.
I was pretty – I think I was over 18
Damn!
When I got my license. Which, honestly, like in hindsight, I'm not upset about that. But it's weird when you're like 16, 17, everyone around you has their driver's license.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's
I remember
like,
that.
You want to be able
weird.
To drive everywhere, but you know, everyone's got to give you rides and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like,
you never want to pull up to some place like being driven by your parents after a certain point. Cause
sure.
It's like, oh, this sucks, dude. I want to have my own car.
I gotcha.
But,
look at you now.
But
yeah.
For context for this,
no, I'm broke.
In the state of Michigan, we have one of the most strictest driver's training policy ever.
Really?
Yeah, because in most states.
I do not think so.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like most states, like my cousins, they were in Florida. Like you, once you turn 16, you could just go take your test.
You can do that in Michigan. You just have to be able to pass
18.
It.
So in the state of Michigan, you have...
Florida's scary, though.
It's most states are like that, though. So here in Michigan, you have 24 hours of class time and 10 hours of drive time for driver's training, which you can start at 14 in 9 months. So you go for your 24 hours of class time, which is usually like 2 hours in the evening after school for three or four weeks.
Yeah.
And then you have your 10 hours of drive time, 6 drives and 4 observations. Mm-hmm. And that's with the car, with the, you know, with the brake pedal on the other side, so the instructor can hit the brakes and all that. Mm-hmm. And then once you do that, then you get, that's segment one, and then you get to go to the Secretary of State, you get your permit, drive with your parents, and then you have to wait.
That
like,
part sucks.
Yeah. And then you have to wait like 180 days, 6 months, and you have to get 50 hours.
And 10 hours a night driving.
Yep, 50 hours, 40 in the day, 10 at night.
Yeah.
And then
it doesn't even, like, it doesn't suck driving with your parents. It sucks, like, just... It takes so long.
Yeah, that's the process.
Like, yeah.
Because after the 6 months, then you have to go get segment two, and you have to be like 15 in 6 months or whatever. It's so specific.
I know.
You go to segment two, and that's only a week. That's 6 hours of classroom time. That's, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 hours a day.
Yeah, seg two is chill.
Yeah, and that's literally just like don't drink and drive. Yeah. That's more like consequence of texting and drinking.
It's an interesting like view into society, though, because you can see the kids that don't make it to segment two.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, not only is this something essential to like participate in society, but people don't even get that far.
Right.
It's like,
right.
It's crazy to see.
Right. Anyway, so after segment one and segment two, you have your written tests, you have your slips, and then I didn't know this till I took it, but you can take your road test at 15. You can take your road test there after segment two.
You can't get your driver's test until you're 16.
That's another stupid rule. Yeah, you can take. I took my road test in November when I was 15, but I didn't get my license until April when I was 16. Yeah. Okay. And so, and then you know, for the 16, you have the it's called a level 3 license where it's technically a driver's license, but you have that stupid curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. unless it's for school or work or religious reasons, and no one, you know. So you have that curfew, and then once you turn 17, then they just mail you a new license.
Come
and that's
on, officer, I've got midnight church.
Yeah. Waking up early for the Lord, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But so then once you're 17, they just mail you a new license, and that's like that's your full normal adult license. Oh, but
so
it's
exciting.
Except it's you know it's long ways. It's tot. It's hamburger ways.
Mine is still long ways.
Well, it's you turn 21.
Is it 21?
It's because it's for like bars, so that they can quickly check your ID. Because if they see that it's you know,
vertical.
Long, it's vertical, then they know. It's, yeah. And then once you turn 21, then you get your new license, and that's the horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
So
landscape mode.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Michigan, it's weird comparatively, which is weird because we have, like, it's the most strict. We have the worst drivers in most of America.
Michigan does?
Yeah, I think so. According to statistics, we don't. But if you go, like, anywhere else in the country, you're like, wow, people are so generous, and they, like, don't try and run you off the road.
Have you been to the East Coast?
I was going to say.
No.
It's terrible.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
everybody
are you talking about like New York?
Off.
Are you talking about like New England or are you talking about the East Coast?
The East Coast. More like New York and New England. That
okay, well then, I can understand that, you know.
I mean,
I'm walking.
So I know some people, though. One of my mom's friends, she grew up in Montana.
Okay.
And so they don't really have like many expressways up there, so she didn't really need to do expressway driving. So she's like my mom's age, but she's not really comfortable driving on expressways because she doesn't have practice when she was younger. So
okay.
I don't know. That's like another thing I guess you could put into it.
But and you went through how old were you when you started segment one?
I think I was 15, but
were
like
you?
Early 15. And then I got my license when I was like 16 in like 4 months, I think.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Same.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was all right. My guys were kind of weird. There was like this my class teacher was like this big oaf, and he would always come into like a it was like either a giant like big slurp or like a big old slushy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, those people are the
early onset diabetes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Interesting.
And so anyway, he was kind of interesting, and then my road instructor was named Mr. White, and he was like this old black guy.
Was he bald? Oh.
And and he had like these
Jesse.
then he had like little white braids behind his ears, and he would wear like one of those old men caps.
That's crazy.
And he like all the different like catchphrases he would say. So like when he wanted me to make a left, he'd be like, "Leffy deffy, make a leffy deffy." And then when I was going too fast, he'd be like, "Let go of the gas, let go of the gas."
That's way.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's kind of fun.
He's white awesome. Though.
No, he's black.
Oh,
black
okay, guy. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Wow, black guy named Mr. White. That's cool. Do you ever make that joke?
that's not a wise move, dude.
So I had my classroom instructor. He was great in the classroom. He was awesome. And, like, he kept saying, like, listen, I know you guys got a whole, all your lives on your phone, so every 10 to 15 minutes I'll let you take a phone break. And he did. Literally for the whole 3 weeks, for all 2 hours of every single day, every 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, screw you.
He'd be like, all right. Well, because he'd have to, like, change, like, PowerPoints, or he'd have to get, like, some, like, you know, it, like, you know, little model of how a street works or something.
That's so chill.
So he'd be like, yeah, every 10 to 15 minutes, he'd be like, all right, guys, take a phone break. And it'd be, like, 5 minutes. And so I remember, like, for the first, like, two or three phone breaks, I'd have something to do. And then the rest of the class time, I'm like, well, I don't have anything else. There's nobody else to, like, I don't, you know, I didn't have Snapchat at the time. So nobody was.
MDDM.
Yeah.
Sucks.
So anyway, so I really liked him in the classroom. He was really good. He was really entertaining and engaging, even though everything was boring as heck. But in the car, he was the worst. I had two drives with him in the car out of my six. Two of them were with him. And I have, like, PTSD and, like, went home crying both times because he was so mean. Like, he would literally scream at me for stuff that didn't make any sense. Like, you know, do you remember the whole create distance when you come off of a stoplight between you and the car in front of you?
Yeah.
So I was at a stoplight. I remember exactly where I was.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, that was his.
Yeah, I was behind you.
Yeah. I came into a stoplight and then turned green, and the car ahead of me, it was a truck, started going, and I was creating distance, and I was creating a very large amount of distance over a large amount of time. And he kept saying, go slower than the truck. And I was like, I clearly am. He's like, go slower than the truck. So I let off the pedal till I was, like, not even accelerating at all. He's like, third time I told you, go slower than the truck. And at this point, it was like a quarter mile ahead of me and going around a curve. And I'm like, I can't even freaking see the truck to know to go slower than him. What do you want me to do? He was terrible. He was bad in the car.
Dang.
But I had my other four drives. I had a guy named Doc. He was old guy, like old experienced guy. And oh my gosh, I mean, he was
how experienced was he?
I don't know.
I don't like the way you said that.
I don't like the way you freaking interjected with that comment. Stop with the eyebrows. Anyway,
what?
Keep going. I like it.
For the people just listening, I'm not doing anything with my eyebrows.
Yeah, clearly. Anyway, no, he was a sweet old guy, and he was very calm and patient.
Mm-hmm.
He reminded me a lot of my CDL instructor, because, like, I'd
CPL?
CDL instructor. Mm. My CDL instructor, I'd stall out in the middle of a busy intersection and be like, that's all right. Just clutch, brake, neutral, and restart the truck. And that's exactly
that's
how
so
Doc
nice,
was with my
dude.
with my driver's training.
You stalled out?
I stalled many times.
Yeah. Damn.
I stalled going down the road.
How?
It's easy to do.
Yeah,
this,
you just you're
oh no, not the CDL. The
oh, in the car. I install a car. Yeah. It's automatic.
Install an automatic. I will hug you. That's
crazy. Yeah,
dude, I will pay you for that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, no, I really like Doc, but and he helped me get over the PTSD of driving with that wretched old man.
Yeah, I like the old. That's why I liked my driver's ed teacher so much, because he's like. He's old and he's, like, already made it through most of his life, but, like, he still has compassion for the younger generation, and he really cares about, like, just the kids in general, even though they could give a single crap about him.
Right, exactly.
But, like,
same.
I super appreciate the people who just stay chill their whole lives.
Right.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so shout out to driver's training instructors that don't Woo-hoo. Scream at kids.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for our ad. Introducing Over
Sponsor.
Armor.
Sponsor, please.
Sponsor, okay, whatever.
Dude, they're paying us. Be nice to them. I'm so
no,
sorry,
I'm
Over
track.
Armor.
Now for a break from our sponsor. Introducing Over Armor. Protection for your body. Over the course of humanity, we've introduced hundreds of new fads. Beanie Babies, Pet Rocks, Pokemon Go, fidget spinners, slinkies, mood rings, Nazism, and even witch hunts. Now, some fads are doomed to the garbage dump of history, but a few get a new life with a new generation. That is Over Armor's message. Pepper spray is for pansies, shotguns are too harsh, and a
Whoa.
Guard dog isn't for certain. The only real way to keep safe is to wear medieval-style armor. An extra thick condom for your whole body.
Whoa!
Over Armor delivers a finely crafted 24-piece set of guaranteed safety. It comes with a helmet, breastplate, chainmail undershirt for a snug fit, two shoulder plaids, a jockstrap and titanium cup for intrusive attackers, two finely crafted boots, shin guards, and a bunch of other smaller pieces I can't fit because I have a set word count. For the price of only $5,280, adjusted for inflation, you can order yours today. It's just like ordering a suit, only that Over Armour uses a medieval measurement system, and due to malnutrition, you really can't fit into our high... You can really only fit into our highly crafted artisan armor if you're like 5'3 and 110 pounds. So keep that in mind. Use code, you cannot be groped in this armor. It is not possible, I swear, at overarmor.com.
That's crazy. That's insane.
That is awesome.
Chainmail. All right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I remember seeing a... I do watch the History Channel on occasion.
Okay.
And they were doing this segment on like abandoned buildings, but like that are still like old and like there, you know?
Mm.
And I remember it was a split episode with like a castle and a prison. And the prison was way cooler because it was like 1910s. Mm. It was like right after, you know, well, a little bit after the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, so the prison was really cool, but the castle. Was they had the chainmail and the different knight suits, and it talked about was it like King Arthur the Eighth or whatever, the guy that had a waist of 58 inches.
I think that was a seventh.
Damn, boy.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they showed like
the eight.
That was funny. I like that. And so they had it on like, you know, like for whatever the mannequin was from, you know, whenever that was, a whole long time ago. But yeah, they had like...
I think it was 1312.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they had like the chainmail armor like sitting there, and they had like, I don't know if they were drawings or paintings of like how they were, whatever they welded with way back then, how they were welding it like on his body and making it for him.
Jeez.
It was crazy. It was a cool episode. But yeah, I think they said like for the average man at that time, he was like, you know, six of them. Six of his average soldiers by weight and size.
Jeez. Oh, so he was like Brian Shaw.
Real thick.
Okay.
What's your guys' waist size?
Waist?
Mm-hmm.
36.
36? Damn.
I don't know.
I was a 42 at my heaviest.
Damn, boy!
Let's put it this
What's
way.
Yours? What's yours? What's yours,
go? If I'm in the gym, a hoodie looks normal on me until I put on a belt, and then you would think I'm a female.
Dude, are we talking like 28, 30?
I don't know.
What's your pants size?
What's your pants size?
I don't know. Like large.
Do you not wear jeans?
Just sweatpants. I'm like a...
Jeans. Yeah, what's your jean size?
I don't remember. I haven't bought clothes in
I'm a
so
34
long.
36. I was a 30... At my smallest, I was a 34
I
34.
I think I'm 34 32.
Okay.
I'm like 28 or 29 32, I want to say.
Yeah, that makes sense. You really look like a 24 32.
Dude,
I don't know.
26, 30,
24,
dude, whatever it is, it's very small.
Good lord,
I'm sorry.
I've kept my waist small.
Yeah, I dropped from a 42 to a 34 or 30. Yeah, 34.
Really? Yeah, honestly.
Over the course of a year, I went from a 42 to a 34, and now I'm at a 36.
Hmm.
I got to start cutting though.
What did she do to you?
So much. Oh. That's not
That's not the Lord's way.
Wait a minute.
Bro, come on.
We were talking about feeding you, weren't we?
No, I was trying to make it sound sad. It didn't sound sad. It came across
it's
sexual.
So much.
So much. That's what I meant. No, it came across. Oh, delete
That's
all
not
of this.
The Lord's way.
God, so. This is so bad. I can't. I don't know how to sound sad. How do I? So much. I don't know.
She did so much for me.
I'm sincere though.
Can't even describe it.
Yeah. No, yeah, but no, honestly, truly, that was a forbidden pre-workout that got me to do that. So
wow.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Nah, she doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, you're right, my
she
bad.
She doesn't deserve it.
All right. Anyway. Yeah, what are you? You're 34 now?
Are you?
Okay.
I thought you were 10, but... honestly.
Hey man, it's all right. It's all right.
I think you're both 10.
Nice thing I'm hovering around 185, so it's nice I haven't gained weight.
Yeah. Yeah. 185. Yeah. Yeah.
When are you at?
I don't know. 225, 230.
Really?
Boy!
Yeah.
Wow. Sheesh.
I got a cut, man. It sucks.
My deadlift is heavier than you, so that's all that matters.
Yeah,
you.
Man. Oh. Could you deadlift me right now if I do the... If
Absolutely.
I do, yeah. Yeah, we should
I could
do it.
Live lift you.
All right. That made me a little uncomfortable.
You're coughing.
All right, my bad.
He sure is. I wanted to bring this up. Matt, do you remember we were in Florida?
Don't want to. Go on.
All right. We were in Florida in December,
mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go to the Ron John in Clearwater.
This was 2 years ago or three?
This was 10 months ago.
That's crazy.
No Florida way. Was 10? No, 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 no.
Nah.
My December brother. Of 22.
Oh.
No way. Really?
Yep.
That feels like so long ago. I'm not even.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was 10 months ago. It
okay.
Was, we were in Florida for just before Christmas. Tampa. We went to.
Good trip.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome. Anthony didn't want to go because he didn't want to spend the money.
Best decision of my life.
So we went to honestly. We went to Ron John. And, anyway, we went to Ron John on Clearwater Beach, and the year previous it would have been December of 21. I had gone to a gift shop, a touristy shop in Fort Myers, and gotten a.
Sorry,
what?
Keep going.
No,
I went to a touristy shop.
Is that a thing you can get there? Can I get that instead of the delay? Sticker.
There's a price for everything. Man. It just depends on who you ask.
For real. Anyway, so I had gotten a beach cross necklace from a touristy shop in December 21. So the following year, December 22, when we were in Florida in Tampa, Clearwater Beach, went to Ron John and it had broken. So I wanted to get a new one. And so I went to Ron John. Remember, I bought that new cross necklace that was like a beach one. And so the cashier. She was cute, and, usually those people that live there...
Usually that doesn't go well.
Yeah, well, hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
you're not wrong. So this girl who... Usually those people that work in touristy shops hate tourists. Like they can't even stand to talk to them.
Yeah.
And so this girl, she had said something. Like, when I put... She was like, oh, that's so cool. I love these necklaces. And I was like...
She's into me.
Yeah,
dang it.
I know. I said, I know. It went to my head. But anyway, so I had said.
I know I have a good taste in Netflix. necklaces, but. Can I get your number?
Yeah, for real. So I said, yeah, well, actually, I mean, kind of crazy, but like I had bought a very similar necklace last year in Fort Myers, and it just broke like last week. So I'm here to get another one. She's like, oh my God, that's so cool. Cool! What crazy timing! And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "That's so awesome! Are you gonna buy like more in case these break?" And I was like, "You know what? As a matter of fact, I will." So I bought a second one.
Damn!
Yeah. Break? Still didn't get the number.
Yeah. Yeah. It shredded. It shredded itself apart.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah.
Huh?
No, I didn't
good
get
quality,
her number.
Huh?
It was just, it was kind of weird. Like, I was expecting, like, a whole bunch of other things, but what she said was not one of the things I was expecting.
She was an effective saleswoman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
She got me.
Yeah.
Shout out Ron John Cashier.
Rhonda. Rhonda Jonathan.
Rhonda Rousey. She was my age. Her name was probably, like, Shaquia or something.
She was white, my guy.
Yeah, but, like, her parents were millennials, so... They were trying to, like, make her special, even though she...
Maybe Tamarind.
Tristan.
Tamarind. Okay, I could see the... I don't know about Tristan.
Tristan.
That's more of a guy's name.
But they do that.
Yep.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl's name like Kyle now.
Yeah.
Brett.
Well, what about Trixen?
Ugh, that
like,
sucks.
Like,
that sucks.
Like Trixie, but Trixen.
No.
No?
I'd take Trixie over Trixen, honestly.
Really?
They're both... What do you guys think are the most hated names for both guys and girls?
Really?
Really? Is that so?
You want to go there now?
What's your guesses? Yeah.
The most hated name. Okay.
What do I think? Or
for baby names
are you
or
up
for
statistics?
For guys?
Do you have
no,
statistics?
Just like for like guys in general. I do have the top ones. Top ones.
Most hated names.
Most hated names.
Donald.
Not on there.
Joe.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, you'd think Bob.
Joe?
Are you talking about who is this perspective from? Like. Females of the same age?
Statistics, dude. Everyone knows.
Straight fox.
Yeah, but like...
I'm going to say... Cameron? Cameron?
No.
Don't tell us. Don't tell
us.
Okay.
Hang on. Let us
okay. So if we're talking about like females of the same age being like, oh, I hate that name because I don't want to like have to say that name on a date or something. Like if they're talking about like...
I'm not sure where
partner.
They're sourcing the data. It could be from like online conversations... Like on
could
Twitter
be
or something
from China. Yeah,
right.
Who knows?
Could be Reddit pages.
Yeah,
they're sourcing this from.
But I get what you mean with Donald. Like somebody famous with a name that like is a
yeah
kind of
was.
Yeah kind of a like a specific name that nobody really has anymore. So like they hate it. Like Adolf or something would be like a
fair.
Would be like a hated.
Has a nice
name.
Ring to it.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, think about it. If his name was like Kurt von Schlickerstein von Gerege, then like he would really have come to like power like that.
How about Andrew? Because of Tate, but also just because that name's getting really phased out now.
How about Tate?
Tate's a terrible
like
name.
Tate. We'll split this one. Are them on there, though?
No.
No, really?
Actually, well, so this is just doing, like, the same, like, types of names. Like, like you'll see what I mean.
Matthew?
Okay. Not on there.
Anthony?
Actually, Matthew and Sophia were considered the most attractive names, I think.
Mm,
so
really?
That really doesn't, I feel like, yeah, but no.
Wow.
Yeah, but no.
I don't see that.
Thank you.
So you missed your chance.
Thank you.
Bud.
Yeah. Tony? Tony's got to be one of the most hated names.
Not on there.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, I hate your name.
It's widely loved. My name isn't Tony.
How about
Tony Dip?
Oh,
it is.
Theo.
It's long
not
for
on
Tony.
There.
Who, Bill.
No.
Bill.
Why is Bill? Bill's a nice name.
Bill is not. It's short for Billion.
Wait.
No, it's short for William.
Dip.
Who's the, crap. President. Give me president. Oh, George.
I like George.
George on there?
Why would George be on there? George
I'm
is like a sweet
of,
name,
I'm
dude.
All right, how about like, okay, Karen and Kyle and Darren. And
no,
Alba.
But those suck. They do suck,
yeah,
but they're not
for
on
sure.
There.
Okay, what about Chad?
Pretty gay, but no.
Grayson?
Grayson. Hmm.
That's probably, it's not on there, but it's like, you're getting like close to like the type of name.
How about like, names from like 2010? Like
Preston,
Jack.
Preston.
Like really standard names, like Jack.
Nah.
Mark.
No, Mark isn't. Mark is
Dylan?
Old.
We got Dylan on there?
Dylan should be, but it's not.
Can we get a Preston?
No Preston.
Because we're thinking about Gen Z names, but we just need to look at names overall, like Wilfred or something.
Yeah, but he said I got close with
like not like the not the style, but like the I don't I feel like the connotation of the name is like the same for whatever reason. Like the Graysons are the same as like this type of person.
So we're talking about Gen Z names.
Frederick?
Yeah.
Like almost Gen C
Freddy?
Names.
Grace, yeah, like
baby
yeah,
names.
Modern. No, like teenager names.
Mm-hmm.
Teenager names? Well, that's like Kyle.
But your name sticks
it's Gen
with
Z
you your
still.
Whole life.
Actually, baby would not even be Gen Z anymore.
No, it's Gen C.
What?
Is that what the next one is?
Yeah.
It's lame.
Well, it's for coronavirus, but yeah.
Oh, so it's not that's weird.
Yeah.
That's gay.
Because it's the baby boom or whatever.
Really? Was there one?
Well, it was supposed to be one. There wasn't really one. It was because people were going to be at home and they had nothing to do but each other. That was the idea.
Yeah, but the last baby boom, we didn't have open source porn.
We had World War II.
No, but that was like, what was that, 50s and 60s? That wasn't World War II.
It was right after. It was all the soldiers coming home and having kids.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we made the world all better because of the war, so we want to bring kids into the world because there's.
I think they missed
yeah. The their, ages
I
actually
think
of
they
the baby
missed their spouse.
Baby boomers are from 77 to 59.
Mm-hmm.
Are the ages for that?
So. Okay. Yeah. What is it? 45 to 60, 70, or is it 40 to 65?
I can't. I don't know. Whatever 77 is. Yeah.
Who's along Start. The vein of Grayson though?
Preston, Carson.
No, but like they're real tight. They're real like similar to that.
Ooh.
But, I don't know.
But Grayson isn't a teenager name. That's like a baby name now. That's what millennials.
Need some Graysons.
You're getting old Gen Z and young
I'm
millennials.
About, like, I feel like you see some 14-year-old Graysons
right now
coming up.
No, okay. So, but that's what I mean. I mean, old Gen Z and young millennials are naming their kids Grayson. I don't see any like.
I know a 21-year-old Grayson.
I know of like a 16-year-old Grayson.
Names.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I'm just
how many baby Graysons do you know?
Fair.
I probably shouldn't answer that.
Oh.
No.
You're just
no.
spitballing, dog.
Don't.
Fair.
Yeah, all right, fine.
We don't know anything.
You're right. You're absolutely right. We don't
but
know
these
anything.
Names I'm talking about, it doesn't matter like where Grayson got. That's not. These are like teenager names.
Okay, teenager. Like, okay.
Gertrude? I have nothing.
Max.
Nah.
Ooh.
And actually, I think it has more to do with the way the names sound, I think.
And these are the most hated.
Supposedly, based on one random thing I looked up.
Wow.
You did your research, didn't you, buddy?
Info source straight from Russia.
Okay.
These are not Russian names.
Jamal.
Not on there, dude. I love Jamal, dog.
Nick?
They're it's probably like super like wordy, vowely, like yeah.
I exactly, sourced this from livescience.org, which has the number one hated boys' names and the number one hated girls' names, and it goes from number one to number 10.
And it doesn't tell you, like, in terms of partners or in terms of parents or bosses or anything. Because, like, you hear, like, girls all the time, like, oh, I won't date.
Just give us the answer.
Okay, so for boys, number one is Jaden, J-A-Y-D-E-N.
Yeah, that's Jaden. That's it sucks. With it's Preston.
A, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right,
sure.
I see what you
mean.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brayden is number two, B-R-A-Y-D-E-N.
Dang it. Oh, you were so close.
Yeah. Aiden is number three, A-I-D-E-N. Aiden, yeah.
I do hate Aiden, but yeah, that's Aiden probably just because I know a bunch
Jaden?
Of Aidens.
Yeah, because they all suck.
Brayden.
And then Aiden. Number four is Caden.
Oh, my roommate's name is Caden.
That makes a lot of sense.
But he doesn't suck that.
And then number five is Hunter.
Okay, yeah,
Hunter.
Yeah.
Have you seen the meet like the Hunter? Hunter, you don't ever meet a teenage Hunter. They're either 8 and then they spawn to 22. And that's true.
That's kind of true. Yeah.
Interesting.
I got a buddy Hunter who's 24, and I'm not gonna say that.
I know another Hunter. Who's,
yeah, me too.
And then number six is
little brother.
Number six is Hayden. H-A-Y-D.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Tristan is number 8 on here.
Tristan.
Yep.
I did get one.
Bentley is number 7.
No one. I've never
Why
met
would it. You name your kid Bentley? That is so, so,
never
so
met
bad.
It is so trashy.
That's so
such
bad.
A trashy name.
For real.
That's like naming your kid Chicago.
Number 9 is Michael, but I like Michael.
Sorry, and then, I love you.
Yeah, Michael's
but,
a good name.
And then 10 is Jackson, which I get.
Oh, yeah, fair. I got a couple buddies named Jack.
Because you could have just gone They're with Jack, great. But you decided to put that last part on just to show you're
like
a little bit
better.
Like,
son of Jack? Yeah.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, screw you Jack,
suck,
son.
Dude. You suck.
Son of Jack.
That's what it means.
All right, you want to do the girls' names now? You guys have any guesses?
Okay, how about we just, we can guess. We can also just say what names we hate the most.
The first two you probably won't guess.
Okay. Well, I hate Sarah without the H, because, like, just put the H there.
H is nicer. I agree, yeah.
For sure.
Because like more classy. It feels like she's
more classy. Yeah,
yep.
A girl named Sarah with the H has glasses and a ponytail, and she's like more self-respected.
If it's just one A though, it better be a Latina.
All right, buddy.
Oh. So do we like Sophie S O F H I E or
no
S O F I E
S O F E with the little thing of
accent?
The E.
What
yeah,
the accent?
It's not a name
for sure. Yeah.
Nobody's named that.
No, that's terrible.
I think so.
Sophie. I don't know.
Sophia.
A little like apostrophe.
Sophia.
Yeah, the first
S-O-F-I-A is the capital of Bulgaria.
Oh, yeah. Good, thank you.
So.
No, I hate that spelling. It's like too much. Like her parents were like trying to be too creative. Mm. It's like.
Just add the P.
Yeah, for real.
Add the P.
P-H.
Yeah. Instead of the F.
There was a.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to just add the P because that would be like.
So I like that. That's a good name. I like that name.
That'd be a surgery.
I like Sarah's name too.
You like Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
I really like Elizabeth or
really, Mr. Chance, bud.
Who?
Well,
when I was 14, you're right.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
No, she sucks. Other Elizabeth.
Nah. No chance.
Oh, for sure.
You still missed.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't have gone well for me. Yeah. But, granted, when has it ever gone well for me?
Because you're gay.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Any other hate? What you got? What you got?
So I like Elizabeth.
Carly?
Carly, I hate that.
Carly
I hate Olivia.
Sucks.
I hate Olivia.
I was going to say that.
Jenna?
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Jennifer? Jennifer's a little nicer.
Yeah, because they're older.
There's one that, like, makes my skin crawl that I just can't stand. I can't remember what it is, but
women?
I'll let you know. Yeah. Now there's one name. I remember there was a girl I met and she said her name and I'm like, you can't ever say that again because I won't be able to.
Felicia?
No, it was more like consonant-y. Like there was a whole lot of like, you know what I mean?
We have Bentley for boys and Continental for girls. That's awesome.
No.
I know a Felicia. Chevy. And oh, gosh. This is my daughter, Ford. Sucks.
Yeah, because we can
see you can pick her up if you want to.
A pickup line from a dad. Okay. Okay.
Take my daughter.
that's a lot.
I don't know. I know a Felicia. It feels weird saying her name to her.
Yeah.
Because I can only think of, bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Felicity?
I'm not a fan of Emily, really.
Ooh. Bye, Felicia's from the movie Friday.
Amelia,
that's a bit much. Yeah.
Probably Karen. I think Karen's definitely
Karen, yeah, you can't take her seriously.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a real person.
How about Courtney?
That should be on there.
I don't know how to feel about Courtney.
I don't like, well.
Which spelling, K or C?
With a C,
with
for sure.
C.
With a C.
K's don't exist.
With a hard C.
There's a Courtney K.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, Kardashian. I know Courtney K. Yeah, she's online.
Oh. What's a fake name? That's a fake.
True.
Fake
it's person. Not real.
It's not real.
Person. I like the name Courtney. I don't like what it means. I don't know what it means, but it sounds like it would have a really mean meaning, you know? Like it would be like,
why
like court? Flower
why
stealer.
Why are you courting your knee? It just doesn't make sense.
I like the name. It's got just the right amount of like consonants to where it rolls off the tongue rolls off the tongue with the knee.
There's two consonants in that word.
Yeah, but like it's the perfect amount with how long the word is. I really like it. I do.
Are you guys ready to hear?
Wait, hang on. We got to come up with one more like really, really bad one that we hate. That we just like won't even talk to them if that's their name.
Ooh, what's the... Hang on a minute. She's a global warming activist or whatever.
Greta?
Oh, Greta.
Greta.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my last
one. I don't think I could talk to a girl named Gertrude. I don't think I could even like...
How about Gretchen?
No. Oh. Yeah, Gretchen the Wetchen. Yeah. Shout out Michigan.
What's our vice president's name?
Vice president? You mean like, governor?
Kamala. You like Kamala?
What is that?
Governor in chief or something?
President of
No, I'm talking
America.
About the state. I'm talking about the vice president Kamala. Of the state. What's it called, though? It's got a name for it. It's like governor, chief governor.
Chief of staff.
Chief, yeah, something.
Chief of staff.
No, wait, no, that's wrong. That's
chief,
wrong.
Chief of governor.
It's something.
Governor
Assistant
in command.
Assistant governor.
No. Anyway, regardless, I don't even know who that person is. I've never even like thought about
deputy governor.
Deputy governor, is that what it is?
Deputy in chief?
Something. I don't know.
It all sounds very
we
secondary.
Should Google it. I don't even know who our deputy in chief governor chief is. I don't even know who that is. I don't
deputy
even...
in law.
I don't need a yeah. chief.
Regardless, Kamala? No, I do not like Kamala. That's a bad name.
She's bad.
All right.
You ready?
No.
So number one is...
Wait, what do you hate? What's the most... What's the one girl's
first
name?
First thing that came to mind. Go.
I can't think. I haven't thought of one yet, so give me a sec.
There's any girl's no name. I really do not like Olivia. I do not like any form of it. Via, V, Liv, Olive. Nuff of it. I hate it. I don't like when Samantha's shorten it to Sam. Makes me feel like I'm talking to a dude, which, well, actually that makes it better. All right. Take it back.
Gay.
Confirmed. You heard it here first.
I don't like Taylor. I really
Taylor sucks.
I really have a hard
Taylor
time
sucks.
With Taylor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Mother. Okay, so number one.
Oh, you know what I love but hate is Alexandria. Because Alexandria is a beautiful name, but I had a coworker who insisted on being called Alex.
Yeah.
Hated that because I had another coworker who was a dude named Alex and I hated him. So whenever I wanted to talk to her with a beautiful name, I had to call it by I had to call her by his name. And it made me just like cringe and want to.
Be realistic.
Oh, you know what's a great male name?
Alejandro.
I had lunch with her.
So sexy.
Did you?
Yeah, I went and got her lunch and then we had lunch at her desk. It was really nice. I got Chick-fil-A.
Ben?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What happened? Which job was this?
A general.
What happened?
I mean, she had a boyfriend and was like,
oh, you simp.
She was a 13 and I was a 2.
Oh,
also, she was
a
7
13.
Years older than me.
Very important.
She was
letter.
12.
No, she was 7 years older than me.
Damn.
That's what you like, too.
It is. I mean, she was perfect in every way, except she had
if you time it right, you guys die around the same time, too.
Yes. Yeah, she was a Christian.
If you time it right?
And she, she went on a mission trip.
I got it.
But no, she went on a missions trip. Like, she was the whole package. She was perfect in every way, except for that stupid boyfriend.
Damn.
What's his name?
I don't know. Probably like Kyle? Or like
Caden?
Jakin? Like
Caden.
Jakin. Like Jake, but Braden?
Jaden.
Jaden.
No. Jaden.
All right, hit us with the names.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So number one is Nevaeh, which
what?
Is heaven spelled backward. And one of the most diverse names around.
I do not like that.
Oh, no. It says not diverse. It says divisive.
I was going to say.
Number two is Destiny, and apparently people dislike this because it confers a virtue onto a child.
Right.
Yes. And apparently a lot of people associate it with exotic dancers.
That's true.
Fair.
I associate
not
it with the Disney movie. There's that one character from like my childhood. Her name was Destiny.
No.
Or was it? Was it? No, that wasn't her name. Yeah, there was this Disney movie, and there was a character named Destiny, and she was really mean. I can't remember what movie it was from, but she was mean to like the other people. And I was like, no, Destiny's mean. And so now I hate the name.
Well, you were right.
All
right.
Number three is Madison.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Maddie, but I don't mind Madison.
Number
Madison?
Four is Mackenzie. I don't mind Mackenzie.
I like Mackenzie.
Number
like...
five is McKenna, which I get.
Yeah, yeah, I get that one.
I understand that.
I don't
Addison
like when
is six.
I don't,
what is it?
Addison?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that.
Apparently, it's a. It used to be a man's name, and it turned feminine, so that's what.
So did Madison.
Addison.
So did Madison, yeah.
Addison and Madison were man's
So did
names.
Adrian.
I yeah. love Adrian.
Do you?
I would name my son Adrian.
Missed your chance. Damn.
Huh? You said that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I like the I like
Poor
when
kid.
You have... When you have
it's like a modern day the boy named Sue,
like Jamie and Kendall, yeah, Jamie and Kendall and Adrian to name your son
yeah,
that.
You said this.
That's like
we,
that's like
we
so
hated
manly.
That.
I know, but like
Kendall,
yeah,
what
Jamie, Kendall, and Adrian naming your son that? Like, there's nothing more like masculine than like
be
that.
Such too.
Yeah, the first one's just gonna look stuff up for people on the internet.
All right. Joe, okay. All right.
That's so stupid.
I like Mackenzie, but I don't like when they shorten it to Mac. That also feels weird.
Yeah, I would never call a girl Mac.
Yeah.
Big That's a
Mac
truck. Dude.
Yeah.
No.
Mac Fuck is also
Big
not...
Mac truck.
Bye-bye. No.
Number
Mac
seven
is also
Gertrude.
Bad trucks. Don't ever buy a
yeah.
Mac truck.
Gertrude?
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
It's like that's
eight
a...
is Caitlyn.
Caitlyn?
Oh.
Because of Caitlyn Jenner, yeah, I can see why people don't.
And I guess people hate that because it's a made-up spelling. So because this is the K-A-I-T-L-Y-N spelling.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the name in general because it feels like in your face.
Yeah.
Like she's like, I'm Caitlyn.
Michaela is nine.
I don't mind Michaela.
I don't either.
To a degree.
Ten is Bertha.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
That's crazy that Bertha and Gertrude held on that long to still be hated.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
out there naming
Nobody's
their kids
named
though, still?
That, yeah.
That's insane.
Parents yeah. with mental issues.
And then number 11 is Hope, which I guess would go with the same thing, like the virtue thing.
The virtue thing. Interesting.
So, yeah. Okay.
I like Hope.
Yeah. Do you like Love?
I
that's
don't.
A bit much.
No. How come kids never name their
I like
How come
faith,
people never
though.
Name their kids like the opposite of that, like...
Hate,
sex, or lust.
Yeah.
Sloth.
Pride. Sloth. Pride.
This is my
Wrath.
Kid.
Wrath would be sick, actually.
What's,
just a peaceful kid.
Gluttony. would you ever name your daughter nice. Gluttony?
They're always the opposite of whatever
yeah,
they're
Yeah, for
to.
Sure.
Would you name your daughter Gluttony?
I was going to say that.
Bro, I feel like that's setting her off. Yo, Gluttony, come give me a
Whoa!
Like that's, yeah, that's the. I mean,
I was thinking
I
like gluttony. Time for dinner. Jeez.
I mean,
time for dinner.
No. it's crazy.
She likes what she likes.
That's
huh?
Shut up.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, dude.
This girl doesn't even exist. You're already objectifying her.
Yeah.
Facts.
Parents should have named you pervert.
Yeah. No,
that's my middle name, dude. Are you serious?
Oh shoot. No
yeah, yeah.
There was that one family. That that went to our music school, and it was the mom's name was Faith, and then she named her twins Hope and Love. And I always wondered,
so
I always
really remember that.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to know because you know in the Bible it says, but the greatest of these is love, and so I always wondered if she was ever like, well, you know, and just in like in an argument.
Oh,
it's just like
no, it could have been a good Christian pickup line for you.
All right.
Yeah, but you really want to date someone named Love? Ugh. Gosh,
I love you, love.
Sounds so cheesy.
That's crazy.
It's too much.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
I'd rather date a girl named Mac.
Oh,
dang, dude.
So yeah.
Damn, boy.
Cool. Turbocharged or not? Huh?
Whoa, they all come turbocharged, obviously.
Diesel.
Yeah. No poop. I'm sorry, there's the no swearing rule at school, so I'm
no
trying to...
Poop.
No poop,
that's what,
man.
That's what my instructors say.
No swearing
say.
Rule for college.
Bro,
it's
heck
kind
you.
Of ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what my instructors do, so I'm getting in the habit of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, what the fart, man?
You gotta say smurf. What the smurf?
No, that's racist.
No, it's... How?
Midgets?
They're blue.
Huh?
Yeah, they're
don't
blue.
Like blue people?
No.
It's just a good...
What?
You can put it in, like, smurf this. Smurf.
No, that's there was a girl in elementary school in second grade that did that. She's like, me and my brother came up with a language. So smurf, smurfity, smurf, smurf. And I'm like, well, your brother's not here, so no one understood you.
Was she bad?
No, she was like a horse girl.
Oh,
we're out of time.
Okay.
Are we?
Yep.
Thank you for tuning in.
So much for
Thank you guys so much. Round of applause for yourselves.
for getting here.
Yeah. For listening for this long, you deserve it. Soak in it. Bask in it.
Oh, yeah.
Have a nice day, guys.